Current State on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Lansing's first business incubator, the NEO Center, recently marked its first anniversary. The center hosts a number of nascent enterprises that include such cutting-edge pursuits as scientific visualization, intellectual property development, and web data migration. And the NEO Center's founder is a local, self-described serial entrepreneur, Tom Stewart, who joins us to discuss the NEO Center and his other business, Commonwealth Enterprises. And he's joined by his Commonwealth Enterprises colleague, Catherine Mooney, to discuss the dynamics of business startups in Lansing. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Welcome to Current State. I forgot to mention there's a t-shirt company at the NEO Center, too. So we've got scientific visualization, web data migration, and t-shirts.
Yeah.
We have an interesting mix of the old and new economies going on at the NEO
Center. We absolutely do.
You grew up in
Bath.
Bath?
Yep, I'm from Bath originally.
You don't get much more local than that.
You don't.
So just so all of our listeners are up to speed, give us a good basic working definition of business incubator.
Well, business incubator is a space for budding entrepreneurs to come and kind of sandbox their ideas and get started. We provide, you know, access to all the things a new entrepreneur would need to be successful. So sometimes that means access to lawyers, accountants, HR help, and again, sometimes even like startup capital if we have access to that to provide them to it. It also usually means with an incubator, it's not just a discount space. It's also usually involves some sort of programming, type of educational curriculum that provides them a path to be successful. And then on top of that, there's usually a timeline of their stay in the space. So you can't just be there indefinitely. Usually it's between a year and a half and 3 years.
Now, are business incubators a recent concept? I mean, I seem to have heard about them maybe in the past 10 years. They really seem to be talked about an awful lot. Or have they been around for a while?
They've been around for close to around the 70s. They weren't called business incubators then, but they've been becoming quite hot now in the, you know, with the resurgence of entrepreneurship in Michigan and general in the nation. Incubators are kind of becoming like a buzzword or a new hotspot. I think that what helps that actually is technology. Now we have the ability and the capacity to, you know, work from just about anywhere, doing just about anything. So these kind of co-working spaces and collaborative spaces are much more able to provide needs for the entrepreneurs.
And the serial entrepreneur label requires that you have at least a half dozen things going on simultaneously. Maybe it's a dozen. I don't know. Your main gig is with a company you formed called Commonwealth Enterprises. And interestingly, Commonwealth is two words.
Yes.
Commonwealth.
That's correct.
Enterprise. Not one word, but two words. What is Commonwealth Enterprises' main business?
Our main business is actually helping people start businesses. That's the easiest way to say it. We do pre-seed investment in companies between the startup phase, so anywhere like zero, not even started or formed yet, to about 18 months to, again, about 36 months. And then we provide management consulting and business development consulting kind of as our role there.
So you see these things really start to get on their feet in the NEO Center, but once they reach a certain threshold, you might step in as Commonwealth Enterprises and take the business over?
That's absolutely correct.
Buy out the business.
Correct. We take a small stake in it. We actually, NEO Center was actually a scratch-your-own-itch kind of problem for Commonwealth Enterprises, right? Since I am a local and I love the Lansing area, I wanted to be able to make investments in the Lansing area. And really, there weren't a whole lot of new companies being formed in Lansing at the time we got involved or got started with Commonwealth Enterprises. So I said, or we said to ourselves, how do we create an environment here in Lansing in which we could make more investments? And kind of a small business incubator was a natural fit, and we went about, you know, making sure that happened.
Gotcha. And Catherine, what's your role at Commonwealth Enterprises?
So officially, I'm Commonwealth Enterprises Senior Consultant, which means that I pop in to make sure that our tenant businesses or our investment businesses are kind of on the right track. Making sure that they're feeling not only that they have access to the resources that Commonwealth provides, but they feel supported in pursuing those resources and can be connected to other entrepreneurs or people in the area that can help them achieve their goals.
Back to the NEO Center, though. It's been just over a year since you launched. Are you pleased? Are you frustrated? How's it unfolding?
We're extremely pleased, actually. The t-shirt company that you were talking about, they formed another company, they were with another company called Oceanview, and actually they were successful enough that they received some outside funding and have now graduated out of there. We've had another company just recently, Flight Lead Leadership Development, who have graduated out of our program, moved on to a bigger space because she was expanding. So we're extremely pleased with what's happening in just a year. We've gotten national coverage again from The Atlantic coming down to see us. And there's only more to come here.
The Atlantic Magazine did a story about the NEO Center.
They did.
Tell us about that.
They were doing kind of a tour across mid-Michigan, and we got on their email list. And they contacted us and said, hey, some people said this is something we should check out, and we're going from, you know, basically Chicago to Grand Rapids to Ann Arbor, and we were thinking maybe we should stop in Lansing. You should definitely come check out our space. And they did, and they loved it, and they gave us some coverage. So we were really excited to see that, and I can't remember the headline off the top of my head, but it was, I think, a new kind of incubator for a new kind of Lansing.
What issue? How long ago did that appear?
It was early fall, I believe.
Early fall.
Late summer, early fall.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Tom Stewart. I beg your pardon. Tom Stewart of Lansing's NEO Center, the city's first business incubator, and his colleague at Commonwealth Enterprises, Catherine Mooney. Can you stick around and talk some more with us after NPR News?
We'd love to.
Current state on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. You see Coach Izzo today. Wish him a happy birthday. Tom Izzo, 58 years old today. Happy birthday, Tom. We're visiting with the NEO Center's founder, Tom Stewart. The NEO Center was Lansing's first business incubator, which launched just over a year ago. Tom Stewart, along with his colleague, Catherine Mooney, who is also involved in Tom's main business, which is Commonwealth Enterprises. Did you set a specific goal? You have how many tenants at the NEO Center right now?
We have 12 tenants right now.
12. Did you set a specific goal for the NEO Center when you're in this business, and have you hit it, or are you on your way?
Our specific goal is to be all the way full, and we are on our way. We waver right just around the 90% full. There are a few of our workstations that we just can't quite fill, but we're pivoting on that. We're actually going to close those workstations off into private office spaces. So when we built this space, we kind of did some focus studies about whether flexibility was more important than privacy, and they kind of were right around the same. They were weighted about the same, so we created some flexible workstation space. But when it comes down to actually leasing them, people like the privacy more than they like flexibility quite a bit more, actually. So we're going to close those off and hopefully be able to lease those right up.
What is full? Is it 18?
There's 21 spaces in the building. There's two businesses that actually take more than one space up. So we're trying to get as many businesses as we can in there. So the 12 other 12 businesses we've leased in there, they've leased about, I think, 19 of the 21 spaces.
Tell us another story about one of your are they called tenants?
They are called tenants.
Okay. Tell us another story about one of your tenants that would illustrates what you're all about and maybe something promising.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually going to use one of our non-traditional what would be a non-traditional incubator tenant, and they're Green Lawn Landscapes. So they're a landscaping company, and she came to us wanting to kind of restart her landscaping business. And when you usually think about incubators, a lot of times it's about innovative technology.
Web data migration, intellectual property development.
Stuff like that. So I actually was originally not on board with bringing her into the incubator, but we met as our board. And we talked about it, and really we started talking about, what are we actually trying to accomplish here with NEO Center? And it was actually what we're trying to do. Lansing's kind of behind the ball as far as the startup community goes in the state of Michigan. Grand Rapids is quite a ways ahead with Start Garden and the DeVosses, and Ann Arbor's been doing the startup community thing since the 80s. So really in Lansing, what we're trying to do is inspire and create an environment where entrepreneurship or anyone can create a business. So for that, and that NEO Center can provide access for that. So when we were talking about Green Lawn, we were like, actually, she's a perfect fit, because really we just want to anyone to be able to start a business. We want people to know that Lansing is a great place to start a business and that there are resources here available for anyone, not just technology businesses, not just, you know, web-based businesses. Anyone who wants to start a business in Lansing can start a business here.
Tom, your bio on the NEO Center website describes you as a community activist as well. Do you feel the NEO Center's mission is activism, or are you referring to other activities you have going?
I'm primarily referring to other activities that are going on, but NEO Center also, one of our core values is to do good, and when that's not a grammatical error as do well. We are actually trying to be actively engaged in the Northtown neighborhood revitalization. So in the long run, we're going to be doing or helping with the needs assessment of the Northtown Neighborhood Association, the Northtown neighborhood, and then trying to figure out how to actively engage our tenants. Part of their curriculum, part of their programming that will go along with NEO Center World, to see how they can actually be engaged, making or requiring the tenants to be engaged in the revitalization efforts, whether that's painting lampposts or planning a community garden, whatever ends up being, you know, outlined in that needs assessment. We're going to try to get our tenants engaged in that.
You ran unsuccessfully for Lansing City Council a year and a half ago. Why did you run, and are you thinking about running again?
I ran primarily because I wanted to see change, and I think I thought the small business and entrepreneur community's voice was underrepresented on the council. I thought I could be effective there and represent a different demographic, and I wanted to do that.
And Catherine ran your campaign, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
I will probably run again at some point, not this year, and we don't know in 2 years, but I have every, I believe really to create systemic change, right, you have to be engaged on all levels, and while a lot of entrepreneurs and business people will turn a blind eye to politics and be like, oh, I would never do that in a million years, I can do that, you know, I can make change through my business, I think you can do that, but I think if you want to create exponential change instead of incremental change, again, you have to be engaged on all levels, and I think that's why I would like to be continue running or continue pursuing my political options.
Very good. This has been a fun segment. Tom Stewart of the NEO Center and Commonwealth Enterprises, along with his colleague, Catherine Mooney. We'll have you back, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.